YouTube and Facebook and Twitter and the website and all those places. I have just seen Bert off for his Sunday out. It was really nice to hear how many of you liked hearing him on the video. And he will be back very soon because we're going to be doing a DeLacy's morning routine fairly soon, possibly next week if we can swing it. But this week, DeLacy has had a very busy week and she's got loads of stuff to tell you, so we decided not to do it this week. So I'm just going to go in and get her. She's in there listening to something or other. I'm not quite sure what. So I'm just going to go in and see what she's up to. Lacey! Lacey! Oh, you're listening to the Velveteen Rabbit? Can you turn that off now, darling? It's time to do YouTube. Yeah, I know, sweetheart, but you could hear the nice man reading the Velveteen Rabbit any time at all. We're going to do our YouTube now. Come on. Oh. Let me put that somewhere safe. And you can have it again as soon as we've finished. Don't you want to say hello to all our nice friends? You have, haven't you? You've been all kinds of different places, so tell us exactly why it's been such a pretty week for you.
Because I haven't had to do any lessons. There's been no school at all, no yucky maths, no English, and no writing, and no spelling, and no school. So I've been able to play and play and play all the days, and play with Charlie and Chris and Boofy, and watch cartoons, and play with Bert.
So, who did you go out with on two of the days?
I went out in the big bus with the rainbow on the side with some other girls, and it was really, really cool. And we went it out with Miss Davis and another mister I can't remember the name of. And it was really good, and we had lots and lots of fun, and we had some nice drink and cookies as well. So it was really, really good.
So, let's see then. On Tuesday, tell me where you went on Tuesday, because you were really excited about that, weren't you?
Oh, yes, on Tuesday, we were going to go out to a place where there was horses, and there was other animals too. I saw dogs and a cat, and she had little baby kittens, and oh, they were so cute. I wanted to bring one home, but we can't have cats here. And anyway, Mummy, you're not very keen on cats, and Daddy's scared of them, isn't he?
It's not so much that we're scared of them, it's just that they they'll make us not breathe very well. We're not allowed to have pets here, darling. But anyway, tell us about the horses. You were really excited about riding the horses, weren't you?
I was. I wanted to ride a pink one, but Bert told me that was a silly because there wasn't any pink ones, but I wouldn't believe him till I saw. And there was a white ones and there was brown ones. The most of them were brown, or sometimes they had brown with like little white bits on, white on their feet or on their fronts or something. And there was black ones, and there was one grey one, and I had the grey one. He was like a light grey. He was ever so nice, Mummy.
Was he? And what was his name? Can you remember?
He was called Smokey, and he was absolutely gorgeous, and he was ever so good. So we went a long way in these big fields and through the woods where there was a path. It was called a bridle path, and we walked all in the line, and the horses were good. But when we went it fast, I got a bit frightened, and I was a silly girl, and I cried, and it made Smokey upset, and he jumped, and I nearly falled off, but I held it on tight with my legs, like the lady said, and then I didn't fall off, and she said, "Stop crying and stroke Smokey, and he'll be all right." So I did, and then he was all right, and we went it home and had hot milk, because it was quite cold out. We had hot milk and cookies, and it was lovely, and I didn't want to come home. When we went get it on the bus, that Skylar Harris pushed me, and then I cried again.
You've got to watch yourself crying all the time. And what have I told you about clacking on people? I'm sure Skylar Harris didn't mean to push you, did she?
Well, no, she didn't. She did say he was sorry. He was just running up the steps to get in the bus because it was cold, and she pushed me. She's bigger than I am. So, no,
No, so you mustn't tell tales on people like that. It's not a good thing. Princesses never tell tales, you know. So on Wednesday it was a quiet day, and so then what did you do on Thursday? Thursday was even more fun, wasn't it? Because you did something really, really cool that day. What did you do? Worry about the frost. You know, Jack Frost comes in the night and he makes all the trees silvery and all the windows silvery. And when I was a little girl, he used to draw patterns on the inside of the windows because it would be very, very cold, and the breath on the windows would make frost patterns. Jack Frost would come and do it. But it's warm inside, so we don't have to worry about that now. No, sweetheart, you'd get freezing, freezing cold, and we'd get freezing, freezing cold, and then poor Bert, you know what happens to him when he gets cold, don't you? I've told you before, so that we must keep Bert warm, because Bert's a leprechaun, and he's magical, and he absolutely can't cope with the cold. You remember what happens to Bert when he gets cold?
Yes.
That's right. Now anyway, go on about the play place, the play centre, isn't it? That's what it's called. What kind of things were in the play centre that you went on?
Climbing barns and swinging things and a great big bouncy castle. And there was this big pond and it had all balls in there. They told me about that, but I wouldn't believe it. And I asked Bert and he said he'd never seen one, so I wouldn't believe it was true, but it was. Awesome fun. It was so good. So we played and played all day, and when I was coming back in the rainbow bus, I fell asleep because I was so tired. And they picked me up and carried me into the house, and I woke up and I didn't know I was home and I was in bed.
That's right. Now, something really exciting happened to you yesterday, didn't it? And something ever so exciting is happening to you tomorrow. So tell us about that. You were such a good girl, and Bert was so excited about getting to go to a Halloween party. And where are you taking him tomorrow, like a good, good girl?
I'm going to take him trick-or-treating, and we put him back in the Harry Potter costume. And you told me, Mummy, that last year he wanted you to take him trick-or-treating, but you didn't think it was safe, because all the kids that was going in this block of flats were
You are being such a good little princess, and Bert is so excited about going trick-or-treating with you and your friends. He's so happy. So I'm very, very pleased with you. So I think we're about done. You've been such a good girl. Yes, you have. Are you going to say your hellos before we wrap this up? There's a good girl. Right then, well, now that you've done all your YouTube things, you're just going to say goodbye to everybody and I'll let you have your story back, okay? I'm going to say bye-bye. If you've enjoyed watching, do like and subscribe or leave me a comment and let me know what you think. I'm hopefully going to put up a picture of Lacey in her Halloween costume and I hope you like it. She does look terribly cute. So until next week at roughly the same time, have a good week, and we'll see you again. You're going to say bye-bye, Lacey?
Bye-bye, everybody. Hope everybody has a really busy week. See you again.
That's a good girl. Okay, I'll put your story back on for you now.